Hi there. This month, we're commemorating the 40th anniversary of SGI President Daisaku Ikeda's second visit to Canada in 1981. But instead of looking back, we're using this anniversary as a springboard to 2030, with new goals for SGI Canada and fresh determination to do our human revolution and encourage everyone around us. In 2030, we'll all be a little older, and right now, with the COVID-19 pandemic still with us, we have to think about protecting our health every single day. So the series of lectures that we've been studying for the last 2 months, entitled Toward a Century of Health, the Wisdom for Leading a Long Life of Good Fortune and Benefit, seems particularly appropriate for us at this time. This month, we're studying part three of the series, which is entitled Accumulating Treasures of the Heart, Wisely Creating Value Each Day. You'll find the lecture in the May edition of New Century, and we hope that you'll find the time to read it before your district study meeting. Don't forget that the digital version of New Century is available online to subscribers through the SGI Canada online portal. This lecture is all about using Buddhist practice to live our lives to the fullest, regardless of our age or situation. President Ikeda begins by pointing out first and second presidents of the Soku Gakkai, Tsunesaburo Makiguchi and Jose Toda, as examples of people who dedicated their lives to the best cause of all, propagating the Lotus Sutra. They did this not out of a spirit of self-sacrifice, but with the deepest respect for their own lives, as well as the lives of others, knowing the great benefit of working for other people's happiness. Mr. Makiguchi was 57 years old when he began to practice Nichiren Buddhism. Mr. Toda, much younger. Both continued their efforts for Kozenrufu until the very end of their lives. President Ikeda comments that, in fact, they both remained young at heart because they never stopped trying to improve themselves. President Ikeda says, "The Daishonin promises that through Buddhist practice, we will grow younger. Those who remain dedicated to their lofty mission, regardless of their age, will continue developing themselves and expanding their lives with a youthful spirit. They will come to enjoy lives of complete fulfillment and satisfaction." The first Gosho passage in this study is taken from the letter known as The Gift of Rice.
Life is the foremost of all treasures. It is expounded that even the treasures of the entire major world system cannot equal the value of one's body and life. Even the treasures that fill the major world system are no substitute for life.
President Ikeda uses this passage to show the deep respect for life shared by the Lotus Sutra, Nichiren Daishonin, and the Soku Gakkai. While in prison during the Second World War, Second Soku Gakkai President Toda realized that the Buddha is life itself, and also awoke to his true identity as a Bodhisattva of the Earth with the mission to widely spread Buddhism. In a less dramatic fashion, we also come to understand the true nature of our lives and our mission as we continue to practice. President Ikeda says, "As successors of Presidents Makiguchi and Toda, we too were born together into this world as Bodhisattvas of the Earth, having vowed to spread Buddhism and its philosophy of the dignity of life and respect for all people. Valuing the life of each person, based on the belief that everyone possesses a Buddha nature, is the heart of our efforts for Kozenrufu. At the same time, because each of our lives is so precious, we should aim to live them to the fullest and accomplish our missions." The experiences of members around the world show clearly that using our practice, we can live out our lives cheerfully and victoriously as we grow older. President Ikeda describes elderly members who have devoted their lives to Kozenrufu as people of true wealth, veterans in Buddhist practice, victors and inspiring examples of the teaching that ordinary people are Buddhas. Following their example, we can use aging, sickness, and even death as opportunities to do our human revolution and create value. But good health and long life are also useful for enabling us to do what we have to do in this lifetime, as President Ikeda points out. It's also important to chant Nam-myoho-renge-kyo specifically to live a healthy, long life. Pray to remain in good condition and keep the devils of illness at bay, so that you can accomplish the great vow you promised to fulfill in this lifetime. Pray with the determination to stay healthy and live long for the sake of your loved ones, your fellow members, and Kozumrufu. The all-embracing prayer to lead others to happiness will be communicated directly to the Gohonzon and will activate the protective functions of the universe. The longer we are able to practice Buddhism, the more we can accumulate treasures of the heart, the great good fortune that builds up in our lives and never disappears, even after our death. In the second Gosho passage, taken from the record of the orally transmitted teachings, Nichiren Daishonin speaks of the four sufferings and the four virtues.
The record of the orally transmitted teaching says the words, four sides, of the treasured tower stand for birth, aging, sickness, and death. We use the aspects of birth, aging, sickness, and death to adorn the towers that are our bodies. And when, while in these four states of birth, aging, sickness, and death, we chant Nammyo Rengikyo, we cause them to waft forth the fragrance of the four virtues or four paramitas. Nam stands for the paramita of happiness. Myoho for the paramita of true self. Renge for the paramita of purity. And Kyo for the paramita of eternity.
None of us can avoid the four sufferings of birth, aging, sickness, and death. But through chanting Nam-myoho Renge-kyo and helping others do the same, we can attain a life condition where the four sufferings are transformed into the four virtues or four paramitas of eternity, happiness, true self, and purity. These virtues are all characteristics of an enlightened life. If it weren't for the four sufferings, we might not chant. Some of us will remember that Mrs. Azumi, the pioneer chairperson of SGI Canada who passed away in February, often used to say, "Enjoy your problems." She meant that our problems motivate us to chant, which raises our life condition, enabling us to overcome the problems and, more importantly, change ourselves. The most important thing is to use our practice when we are suffering. Sometimes we're not able to chant as much as we would like, but the Daishonin says that even one daimoku has enormous power, and if we have the desire and the determination to chant as much as possible, President Takeda says that we will definitely accumulate good fortune. The final destination in our life is not a place, it's not a particular job or house or relationship. Nichiren Daishonin says that Buddhahood is the final abode. The life condition of Buddhahood, which contains the four virtues of eternity, happiness, true self, and purity, is what we're aiming for. And Josei Toda had some very practical guidance on how to get there. He said, "In life, hope is crucial. As long as you have hope, you can advance. You can take on any challenge. You can continue striving no matter what. You also need perseverance. Those who can persevere will not succumb to complaint and negativity. Those who keep moving forward brim with positive energy. If you forge ahead cheerfully with steadfast resolve, you are certain to win. If you have a powerful life force, you can transform a state in which you complain about your problems, suffering, poverty, and other misfortunes into a life state filled with light and joy." President Takeda concludes his lecture by stating again that sincere Buddhist practice is the key to good health and a long life. He says, "Dedicating ourselves wholeheartedly to realizing Kozumrufu, we are sure to enjoy a triumphant life, brimming with the virtues of eternity, happiness, true self, and purity." As you can see, it's a great article this month with some fascinating insights into our practice and lots of encouraging quotes. You can find the entire article in the May 2021 edition of New Century. If you're not receiving New Century right now, you can subscribe by talking to your district leaders or by visiting the publications page on this website. We'll see you next month. Bye for now.